This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, growth and hope. I'm Anna, and we're here to share, connect and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in. Kia ora and welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM, sponsored by Anytime Fitness Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And this is Omri.
We're both senior peer supporters at Life Matters and we'll be your hosts for this conversation about hope, healing and lived experience. Kia ora, welcome to the Life, the Hope Centre podcast.
What a dream to
welcome
be
to
here.
The life.
Welcome to the life. Yeah, we're off to a fantastic start. Obviously.
What was that voice you just heard?
Ah, that could be our guest peeking out already. Today, we are joined with a guest who has already been on the podcast, which, you know, is equally as exciting, I feel. Our last episode was very, very good. With our team leader, Safe Talk facilitator, intentional peer support trainer, Cuba. Hello, Cuba. Welcome back.
Hi, sorry, I couldn't help jumping in.
Yes.
I just said before we started that I love to yap.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back. Feels good to be back in the studio with two absolutely lovely hosts.
Thank you. Honestly
buzzing for our topic because we've been kind of talking around it all day, but we wanted to save the juicy insights for being on air. So I'm stoked. Stoked to be here.
We did. And, you know, it feels different, like making an episode and bringing an idea to someone versus someone coming to you and being like, hey, this is something we should do. And that's kind of what's happened over the last week, which is nice. And it's an idea I think we're both equally excited about.
Very excited about, and a bit different to other podcasts we've done before too. We're, you know, very educational based or very learning based. I guess this one's learning as well, but more learning more about interests rather than skills and strategies.
We're here to learn about each other.
Yeah.
That's the real heart of the matter. I brought this, kind of floated this idea to these guys who were very receptive about, well, do you guys want to introduce the topic?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Today we're going to be covering different songs or albums or artists that have really meant something to us or haven't had an impact on us in some ways. And so we've got some questions to help facilitate that because it's been quite hard to do. How have you both found that, coming up with artists and songs to answer these questions?
Well, music means a lot to me. It always has. It was harder than I expected, though. And I think, you know, I kind of said, I might have learned something about myself doing this exercise, and I have. And I think that what I've learned is I tend to connect to the vibe and the feel and the instruments and like the tempo of a song and like the overall feel sometimes more so than lyrics, which has been really interesting because, you know, with some of these questions, I've looked up a song and looked at the lyrics and I may not be able to relate to the lyrics, but the song makes me feel a kind of way. So it's been very interesting. So some of my songs may not relate lyrically, but the overall feel.
Well, we'd love to hear if anyone's listening and has any responses. Please do send them through to any of our socials because we'd love to hear. Maybe we can make like a Hope Centre playlist that's public with songs that people have found inspiring or important to their well-being. I think this was such a fun exercise. I've been panicking about it all day, but it's because every question I was like, oh my God, that's such a good song. Oh, I could say this song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but this song brings something completely so I'm honestly, ask me any other day and I probably have different answers for you, but these are the answers that I have today.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited.
Perfect. Before we get into it, though, we need to go over Noosa's question that was left for us last podcast. And that was, if you had to be a superhero, which superhero would you be? Does anybody have an answer?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
I've been trying. Oh, God. It depends, because which superhero would I want to be or which superhero would I be realistically? And those are probably different answers, because I feel like what superhero would I want to be? I would very much want to be able to fly, which eliminates a lot of the superheroes.
Yeah,
like, I'd kind of like to be like Superman, but like Superwoman, I guess, but like not Superwoman, like Superman. I don't know. But I would want to be able to fly without technology. So that kind of eliminates a lot of the other superheroes that like can fly because of their super suit or like that kind of thing. Like, I'd like to be able to just fly. I've come to, I don't know, for all the Marvel fans out there, I've come to that I'd like to be Wanda from WandaVision or from, you know, Marvel in general, but like Wanda, but not Evil Vision, you know, when she kind of goes a little bit, she's just in her feels for a lot of those shows and movies, and I understand being in my feels, but I'd like to like infect nice images into people's heads and have them be able to live out versions of themselves that like build them up instead of break them down. I feel like I could be like a still manipulative flying witch, but like for good.
Manipulate for good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I took a quiz yesterday to try work this out, and I had two equal answers. One of them was Wanda, and it was very much like emotionally intelligent and feels deeply. The other one was Spider-Man, which was kind of the same thing, but with like an added element of like being a bit jokey and a bit funny and like not taking yourself too seriously all the time. So my answer is either or.
I would like to see you dressed in a Spider-Man outfit for Halloween, please.
Yeah, well, your dream may come true at some point.
Do a face paint day.
Yeah. My brother had a birthday party when he was like 4, and it was a Spider-Man themed birthday party, and he dressed as Spider-Man.
So. Excellent. So you've got a costume is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. For a 4-year-old. Yeah.
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 Are you bigger than that?
Oh, come
zing,
on.
Zing, zing.
Come on. Yeah.
What about you, Omri?
I think I answered last week very quickly with Nightcrawler. From the X-Men.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And I really appreciate both of your well-thought-through, intelligent answers on how that would relate to you. I'd like to teleport, and being blue would be fun. But I also like Martian Manhunter from the Justice League.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're entering territory in which I don't know what's going on.
He can go invisible. He can fly. He is terribly afraid of fire, so that's the downside, but apart from that, they'd be two superheroes I think are really cool.
You'd do some EMDR and just overcome that fear, and then you'd be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Well, because personally, in a very safe way, I love fire, so yeah, can't relate for him that aspect. Maybe I'm the more powerful Martian Manhunter.
Yes, well,
hunt them men down.
Yeah, that's the one. As Cuba said, there was two ways you could answer that question. It was like, who do I think I am versus who do I actually want to be? And I think we've covered both of those within all three of our answers. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Should we get into the questions?
Oh, please bring them on.
Jump in.
So as Omri kind of said, we've got some questions that we've worked to have come up with answers to regarding, songs, albums, or particular artists. And we're just going to kind of talk through them and why we've chosen that song.
And it's been very pair, I feel, because we've all put questions in here.
Mm. Yes. And it's been,
and fun. None of us know what the other people have written down.
No. So we've refrained from talking about it.
We're going to learn together.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Okay, so the first question is, what's a song that has, or album or artist, that has a particular memory attached to it, so every time you hear it, you think of that memory?
I'd like to just place a little backstory that I got a message from Anna at like 10 p.m. last night saying that she couldn't decide on a song, so we had to include album and artist as well, or it would be impossible.
Yes.
So this has been on our minds. I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
Who wants to start? It's like a standoff, three-way standoff.
I can jump on in.
Please do.
So the song that I that has a very strong memory for me is Lizzo's Juice.
We've talked about this song far too many times over the past like few days, like more than normal.
Yeah.
I've thought about it far too much too.
It was the memory is I worked at a summer camp in 2019. And Lizzo having Truth Hurts and Juice and a couple of others popping off at the time. So working at a summer camp for children, they were played constantly. And we had a a social for the kids, which was on a outside on a dive deck, and I was wearing like children's tights. I don't know how I fit into them, but I did. And I was
like
to...
Anna with the Spider-Man
clothes. Yeah, exactly that. Just boogieing down to Juice with a whole bunch of 7 to 12 year olds.
Amazing. Well, that sounds so fun.
I love that. We should have asked who had the most depressing one and then like not
ended on
finished.
The high.
Yeah. We'll finish with Juice. That's a strong finish.
Yeah. Does yours follow a similar tone or
no.
is yours completely different?
Mine's pretty different. What about you?
Okay. No, mine follows a similar tone.
Should we jump and then go back up then?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go on, Cuba.
Okay. Mine is not bleak, but... the song is, I think it's called High Tide or Low Tide by Bob Marley.
Mm.
Beautiful song. Mm-hmm. From the title, you can probably tell that it's like, it's lovely. But when a few years ago, when my mum was really unwell, we hosted like a little, it was a gallery kind of event because there are a lot of local artists and my mum's an artist out in Blueskin around Karatane who wanted to kind of donate paintings or sell paintings to raise money for her treatment. And so I did a couple of paintings and then a few different local artists did some paintings. And so we had this like little exhibit where people could buy the paintings and the money would go towards her treatment. And my ex-partner, but my partner at the time, he was a musician, and so he sang the song in the gallery exhibit, and everyone was kind of standing around the room, and it was when we like introduced it, and then he sang it, and everyone kind of joined in, and it was just a really emotional day, I guess. And the lyrics are like high tide or in low tide, I'm gonna be your friend, like high seas or low seas, I'll be by your side, kind of thing. It's just a very very connective song, I think. And now every time I hear it, I just think of that like day with everyone coming together to support the cause that I was kind of trying, and also him and how much support he gave to me over those years as well. And just that idea of these really, really powerful relationships that shape you and like high tide or low tide kind of thing. Like and just the lyrics repeating, like, I'm going to be your friend. Like, I'm going to be there for you. So I had to throw that one in there when I read this question. I was just like,
yeah,
it's got to be the one.
Makes sense.
That's very beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple of songs or artists that sprung to mind with this. I can relate to Omri's choice in a weird way. Like, that song was hugely popular, and the Harry Styles cover of that song was hugely popular when I just finished school. Was entering a really exciting period of time where, you know, I started going out with friends and I was going to birthday parties, and we were like, it was around Christmas and it was warm, and like, so that song in some way is important. I chose an artist and I chose 660, which is kind of a boring answer. But the reason that I've chosen 660 is because me and my friends from high school, probably year 12, have made a conscious effort to see 660 whenever they're in Dunedin because of the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes being they always come at summertime. So, you know, we make an effort to have a get together beforehand and go and watch them perform. And it's always so fun to, you know, connect with my friends. My friend group has changed along that time, but a core three of us always make an effort. And it's just, it's like, symbolizes our friendship.
It's like, don't forget your roots, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it means a lot to us three to be going to that. Just summer, just fun, being out until like the sun goes down really late, being able to wear t-shirts and singlets and shorts and just listen to music and see people having fun. Like, it's good. Yeah.
Beautiful. I think 660... I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like growing up in Aotearoa, like, they are such a part of that summer fabric.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'm not a huge 660 fan, but I also feel relaxed when I hear their music, you know, and especially when we play it at the centre and stuff, that sometimes some pier supporters really like it. And I always feel like that chill Kiwi vibe whenever 660 is playing, and it just makes me feel good. Like, it's just feel-good music.
And off the back of that, we had music playing at Laps for Life, and Ty put on the 660 playlist and all of these people were running around raising awareness for mental health. And it was a beautiful sunny day with 660 playing. And it was just like, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And great to have some New Zealand music on the list as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I've pulled through, guys. Don't even worry. Cool. The next question that we've got is a song that was important to you when you were young, or an artist or an album. I'm never going to remember to say all of that because it's not written down. But yeah, go ahead. Who wants to start?
I'm actually the same artist as the first. So Bob Marley. Bob Marley is so important.
You told me
to
I couldn't do
childhood.
That.
I know. I'm breaking my own rules. But Three Little Birds by Bob Marley is just, it's such a beautiful song, you know, like Three Little Birds sat by my doorstep, like singing sweet songs. It's just, Bob Marley was a really big part of my childhood and like reggae in general. And I had this conversation with someone I supported once who was from a different country who'd never heard of Bob Marley, like hadn't heard of them, didn't know any of the music. And it was baffling to me. And I had to bring up songs and like the lyrics. And I didn't realize how important it was to me until they didn't know who it was. And I like, it just, you know, when you have revelations about yourself, and I was like, holy shit, like this messaging is so positive. And I was played this constantly as a child, like, don't worry about a thing, like everything's going to be all right. Or even like other Bob Marley songs that are like, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Like all these songs that have these really affirming messages. And it made me think like, oh my God, how important is the music that we listen to when we're young? Like, what does it teach us about the world? So I'm so curious about your guys' answers to this.
Mine is a lot less thought-provoking, so I'm going to pass to you, Anna.
I've chosen an album for this, and I chose, it's an album called Blue Neighborhood by Troye Sivan. I was a huge Troye Sivan fan from like year 9 onwards. Before he released proper music, I was like really into his YouTube videos. My connection with that album was the first like intense connection I can remember making with music. The album itself is about complex relationships with belonging. And I think that kind of validates some of my mutual feelings around being connected or the lack thereof. I grew up down on the peninsula, which felt kind of isolating, but had a really strong community. And I guess something that I'm always fighting, or like, you know, something that's always in the back of my mind is, where do I feel connected? And it's something that I'm working on and, you know, reflecting on, for example, talking about doing our pepehas at work and developing those. Like, connection is something that's, it's an internal battle for me throughout my time, because I don't really know where I do feel connected. You know, I've grown up in Dunedin my whole life. But yeah, that album was really important to me, particularly over those years, because my life was changing a wee bit. I was extending from being down in the peninsula to out a wee bit further towards the inlet, you know. But over that time, also my family, who also always from the peninsula, was spreading out too. Just meant a lot to me at the time, and still means a lot to me now.
Beautiful. Nice. I'm going to have to listen to it now. Yeah. I'm going to get some music recs from this.
Yeah, it's a really good album. It's like, I wouldn't know how to describe it because it is pop, but it's not like pop. A lot of it's actually quite sad and quite sad toned, and it's just quite different, very different to his music now. But yeah, I would recommend.
That's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I too have gone with an album. Comedy was always quite important to me growing up. And now.
That makes sense.
And loved Saturday Night Live, loved Andy Samberg, Yorma Taccone, Akiva Shiva, the three members of The Lonely Island, who do a lot of sketch comedy. And so I've gone for the album Incredibad, which holds such significant memory to me, because I can remember walking home with my gold iPod Nano, walking home from school. Gold iPod Nano, pink headphones, just listening to the Incredibad album every single day, and just, you know, And we talk about escapism life was very hard in high school for a number of reasons, as it is for many people. And that walk home was always a great escape of just, stuff's funny. I can, you know, sing songs about a weird old saloon.
Amazing. I've got a mental image of this and I'm enjoying it.
Full blazer, long pants, and it is always an album that if I go back to, just brings me back to fun times.
It kind of links the first question as well.
Yeah, very similar.
I noticed throughout doing some of this, because I could have said that this album would answer the first question as well perfectly. I was like, a lot of this has memories attached to it.
Yeah, that's a very fun choice.
A lot of like, oh yeah, that's that song. And then I read the next question. I'm like, oh no, that's that song. Yep. And then I'm like, I read the next question. I'm like, how am I doing this? What is it? Where are the songs going?
Mm. Yeah, no. Me too.
Because there are so many songs that we do love, and you know, part of this why this was so hard is that there are so many songs or albums or artists that we love. But I'm wondering if there are any that you think would surprise us if people knew that you loved one of those songs.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It depends where you meet me.
Mm. Yeah.
But I love My Chemical Romance.
Consider me surprised.
me too.
Oh, yes, Anna. But like went through a really big, you know, alt rock, My Chemical Romance, 3 Days Grace, angsty, like Cuba as a teenager. Mm. And I wanted to, and this is last, kind of, so it's kind of hinting at to Anna earlier, but you know, there are parts of My Chemical Romance's discography that like I feel like it would quote unquote make more sense that I would like songs like I Don't Love You or Disenchanted that have a little bit of more like a soft rock vibe. I feel like that fits my aesthetic. No, it makes more sense for me. Mm. But I just want to clarify that like I love that whole discography. The Sharpest Lives was like one of my favorites, and it's like, well, it rains and it pours when you're out on your own in a dip.
So moody.
It was so angsty and so moody, and I just think that does not track for some people. But then for other people, they're shocked that I love Taylor Swift.
Mm.
You know, so it really depends.
She's diverse.
I'm diverse. No, yeah. And I think that it's eclectic, you know.
Mm.
What about you guys?
Mm.
I think I'm known as a bit of a poppy boy.
Mm-hmm. Pop girl.
Pop girl. but growing up was very much of kind of older English rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I really struggled with this one, for two in particular, but one song being Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols.
Okay, it rings a bell. I don't know that I've heard it. I probably have.
You probably have.
My dad really played a lot of The Clash growing up, and I'm sure there were.
The Clash was another band that I really considered putting in for this very question,
mm-hmm.
Like Rock to Casper.
That's such a good one.
Yeah, but no, I love just sitting in my car by myself, trying to get my punk rock on.
Amazing.
And putting on that English accent.
Yeah, that's what makes the difference, right? That makes it so
channeling
much better.
The angst.
And the rage.
Yeah. You've got to have an outlet.
Cool. Well, I'll go through my answer and then we'll pop to a quick break from one of our sponsors. But the answer I have is, I mean, it's probably not that surprising. I kind of talked to Omri about it yesterday, but I loved Queen growing up. Mm-hmm. I especially loved just Freddie Mercury. I thought he was such a cool guy. Because outwardly he just didn't give a shit. But he was actually really deeply emotional and intelligent. My family is a huge rugby family. I grew up with lots of male cousins and, you know, I would go around to my cousins on a Saturday night and we would watch the rugby, and then chances are when there was no more rugby to watch, a music channel would go on.
C4?
Yeah, I was a bit too young for C4, but I know what you're talking about because I've been made fun of this before.
I think I'm the oldest one here, so I'm just out of myself.
But there's my family was the classic, once you win something really big, Queen would come on, or like, you know, We Are the Champions, but also Live Aid was played religiously with my cousins and like with my dad and stuff. when the Highlanders won Super Rugby, the one time that they did is like one of my ingrained memories from being a young person, because I was 14 and all of my aunties and uncles and dad and cousins were all there just singing and like jumping and screaming, and it was just like the best time. So yeah, that's my answer. I love Queen. It just has a lot of sentimental value.
That's cool.
To me.
And I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. Yes, no. Slowly, it comes and goes in waves, but hey, as most of my music tastes do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. Well, I think we've got a couple more questions to get on to very shortly, but before we do so, we'll pop to an ad break from our sponsor.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being, and recovery. With three local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Thank you very much, Anytime Fitness, for sponsoring the podcast. Yeah, an absolute safe and welcoming environment for people. Yeah, we have really enjoyed, well, I have really enjoyed the chats and learning more about you both so far. And being a peer supporter, I'm going to invite you to continue this conversation with me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me the choice.
Yeah.
Get up and leave
the agency.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. I'm really interested on what is the song, album, or artist that makes you feel strong or grounded?
This was such a hard question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does anyone else want to volunteer? I've got several answers and I'm still picking.
Okay, I can start. I'm surprised this is my first time that Taylor Swift is coming into the picture. For me, what makes me feel strong and grounded is songs that allow me to release some feminine rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen two songs that are quite different. One of them, The Smallest Man That Ever Lived, obviously.
Nice.
Just something about shouting that bridge is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I've also taken a different stance and gone with The Archer.
Mm.
Great album.
Yes, from Lover. I think for me, because it speaks as someone who, you know, part of my lived experience is self-confidence and belief in myself, and I think the song really speaks to it and the complexity of relationships in general. And, you know, just the instrumental climax that comes to a point.
Like The Archer is an incredible song. I was wondering if it would go into my list, but it just makes me sad.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think this is where, for me, it ties into it's the feel that music makes me feel, not necessarily the lyrics at all times, because I feel so liberated when the instruments kick in and it rises and, you know, I see right through me. Like, it's, yeah. Yeah. Goodness,
that's beautiful.
It makes me feel, you know, if I need to get some emotions out, it's probably going on in the car and I'm probably driving around listening to it.
That's great. I'm also, I have Taylor Swift in here. I've got three songs. Okay, just shoot me, I'm fine. So funnily enough, I was thinking about what genuinely, like, what song when it comes on genuinely just makes me feel like I can take on whatever I've got, and it is like I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Just like something about that build. Like, I'm a real tough kid. I can handle my shit. Like, fake it till you make it. And I did.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. And I did. It's just like even because, like, a lot of my lived experience is like around anxiety, and a lot of it has felt like pushing myself beyond my limits to be able to expand what those limits are.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels like fake it till you make it. Like, and I did. I have done that. Like, look at my limits. They're so much further out than what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of that has come through faking it. So it's like, it's just empowering. And the beat that comes in, and I just like, it's that part of the song specifically, though. Like, there's a lot of the other song that I could, you know, give or take, but the pre-chorus is so good.
Yeah.
But I wanted to shout out another New Zealand artist, because the song Buttercup by Len Blake is beautiful, and it's, the chorus is like, smile, baby. It's kind of like, it feels like a song sung to the singer herself. Like, it feels like something you're singing kind of for you. And it kind of says, like, you don't have to be all right. And, like, but you know, smile kind of thing. It's just, it's a really, really nice song. And the third one is Change by Big Thief, because that song is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And like change like the wind, like the water, like skin.
Mm.
Like it just reminds me of like everything is in constant flux. And as someone that can be quite frightened of things changing, it's a relief to remind myself of that messaging. So yeah, it definitely makes me feel grounded, I think.
Mm-hmm. I was very close to putting I Can Do It With a Broken Heart on my list. That's the song I put over my graduation photos. Yeah. Like it just means a lot to me. Yeah, I was very close to.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful choices.
Thanks,
beautiful choices.
I think I'm going to disappoint you both here. Not with my choice, but just a precursor that I have zero Taylor Swift in my answers, which did surprise myself. But I also tried hard not to, just to expand.
It could have gotten really bad. It could have been every single answer.
It could have been every single one.
Yeah.
But mine takes me back. I used to do volunteer camps for about 10 years called Edmund Rice Camps.
Mm-hmm.
So they run through my high school because my teacher, shout out Amelia Brezzanello, such an important human in my life. But yeah, she rang these camps, and at the end of each day, we'd do a reflection.
Aww.
And the first night at camp and the last night at camp, we'd play the same song, which is He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother by the Hollies.
Mm.
And it really is a place where, you know, there was also a poem we read called I Wish the World Was More Like Camp. And it's about what community can do and the importance of community and how people would marvel at its wonder and the support that people are openly giving. And I feel like He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother is such an epitome of that, of, you know, people have their own stuff going on, but I can help lift you up because you're my brother. We love each other. We're here to help each other. And just because you've got lots going on and I've got lots going on, we've got each other to support and lean on. And, you know, yeah, from when I was 16 to about 26, sitting in the hall at Berwick in the dark, lit by candles, listening to the song is a huge part of my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it always makes me feel like I can attack anything because I know I've got backup from heaps of people and I've got other people's backs as well.
Mm. That's very cute.
Aww.
The ones, I'll give you one serious answer.
Putting each other in our fields. And I guess based off the back of that, you know, sometimes we may not feel strong and grounded all the time, but may use music to kind of comfort us through the tough times instead. And I was wondering, what is a song or artist or album that comforts you guys when your mental health is low?
Mm. This is my one, I'm pretty sure it was, my one forgiveness for myself of using musical theatre. So there's a theatre group I love called Team Starkid, and they wrote a few musicals about, like, spin-off musicals of Harry Potter, and there's one song called To Dance Again, which is in their first musical about Harry Potter, where it's in the moment where Voldemort has just got his body back, and the thing he's most excited to do that he's got his own body is to dance. And he says just before it, like, when life sucks, dance. And since life always sucks, always dance. And though I don't always agree with that line, because I think life can be great, dancing's so fun. And it's just a fun little song to dance and sing along with, knowing that it's meant to be, you know, the most evil wizard of all time.
No,
I like that.
Very sweet answer.
I like to think about Voldemort dancing.
Yeah, that makes me feel a bit smiley. Yeah. Would you like to go on, Kiva?
Yeah, I think there are so many songs that I find, and we're entering into my Angie McMahon, I don't know if that's her last name, but the portion of this question set, but she's got a song called If You Call, and it's just so beautiful, and like the tempo and the music is so slow and soft, and like I wrote down some of the lyrics because it's like I need to express this, but like the first lines are, I'm putting down the habit, that habit of looking back on all of it and wishing I had done better. And like that's how it opens, and it's just like, I'm putting that down, and then it goes through and it's like, I just want to feel it, feel like I like who I'm becoming and feel all right in the quiet. And it just, oh, it's beautiful. And then it ends on the lines, I'll tell you one thing that I've learned as we've been watching people leaving, all the loving that we've earned is going to keep us breathing. And it's just, what a beautiful way to like sum up this feeling of like, even when you are feeling a bit low, like, and you have been watching this loss or this like grief, is like, there is so much love there. And that's what's going to keep us breathing. Like you're talking about community, right? It's the people that are around us that like make it worth it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also just the chorus. I could talk about the whole song, but like it's just like, but if you call, I'll turn on the light for you. And if you call, I'm going to be bright for you. And if you call, and it's just like sometimes it's easier to show up for other people than it is to show up for yourself. Yeah. And I feel like it's just that reminder to just like keep turning the light on, you know. Beautiful song. Mm. Beautiful.
What about you, Anna? It is beautiful, actually. Before I feel like, sorry, I moved on from that too quick. It is beautiful and very impactful.
So whatever, Anna. Yeah, no, it's a very, very powerful Cuba. I mean, I knew you would come through with like proper powerful deep answers. I had one song that encapsulates the next few questions, but I chose other songs, okay? Mm-hmm. It was just difficult. The song that I landed on for this question was Vienna by Billy Joel. The reason I have chosen this song is because I think it played at some point when I was feeling down or sad, and I really connected with the lyrics, which are largely about, you know, slowing down and kind of going through life at, you know, pace and not looking too far ahead of yourself. And as an anxious person, I think that's something that I can get into is, you know, the what ifs and kind of questioning the future and not taking things as they come. One of the lyrics is literally, slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. Mm. And another lyric being, you're so ahead of yourself, you forgot what you need. And I think it's just a really good reminder when I hear it that I need to just slow down and take things as they come. Specifically, I think I connected with it after finishing uni and entering this period of unknownness and what was I going to do and where I was going to go. And a lot of changes happened for me even over the last 6 months. So I think it's just a constant reminder to be enjoying where I am at the moment and not worrying about what moving forward, you know, moving forward towards things, but not stressing out about it too.
Yeah, we don't have to go.
Exactly.
A good recheck in the present's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's got beautiful piano through it. It's rather slow. Like, it's just a nice song. Yeah.
Mm. Lovely.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. And I think leads in well to the next question too. You know, because it's very much of, you know, thinking about the present and checking in. And this one's more reflecting back to the past. But I'm wondering if there is a song that reminds y'all that you've made it through a lot of hard times before and can again.
Ooh. I'm going to throw a curveball in here that I've not written down, but like just to break up the Angie, because the next question's answer is also Angie. But 10,000 Hours by Macklemore.
I did not expect Macklemore to be on this list.
Yeah, no, when I just like remembered that when I was a bit younger, it's all about like, you know, that idea that it takes 10,000 hours to really like accomplish something, or be, you know, be a master of something. And it just talks about like 10,000 hours felt like 10,000 ends, but like 10,000 hours, they carry me, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other lines that are like, a life lived for art is never a life wasted.
Mm. Aww.
And like, it's just a very like, I remember it being important to me when I did feel really stuck when I was younger. And I think, yeah, let's just throw that in there. Like 10,000 Hours by Macklemore is a really cool song. And I don't feel like it like art is talked about much, and music is an art, but like painting or like drawing, it's a big part of my life. And there's like, you know, there's a lyric, the greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they'd paint a lot.
Mm.
And like, that just reminds me of like, you really can be good at anything if you just put the time in, I think.
Mm. Nice.
Are you, Anna?
Okay. I had to divert because this, as I said, I had one question and one answer that I felt like encompassed a lot. And that one answer, specifically this question and the next question, but I saved it for the last one. I went for a different song from the same artist, and that is Matilda by Harry Styles.
That's a good song.
This is a really sad song, and the origins is around narcissistic parents and relationships, which isn't my lived experience, and I'm so grateful for that. But I guess the way I've kind of applied it in my life does look a wee bit different. Literally, the chorus is about, you know, letting go and throwing a party full of everyone you know but not inviting your family. Mm. And that you don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up. And I'm grateful for the family relationships I do have. But, you know, I've had, looking at the wider meeting, some really complex relationships and friendships in, you know, my formative years that caused a lot of pain and still causes a lot of pain and has really affected me, like, beyond those experiences. So while the lyrics can be taken literally, for me it's a wee bit more abstract and about, you know, releasing and letting go of pain. And that could be long-standing, but also like day-to-day experiences. Gosh, it's a really devastating song, but it's
so beautiful though. That just like you don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up. That hits so, so hard.
Yeah, and like, you know, we've all... Yeah, our lived experience looks different, and while I'm grateful mine doesn't have some things in it, it has, you know, I have had to leave some things behind, and that has been really challenging. It just kind of validates that, you know, where I am now and like the choices that I've made. So it's a lovely song.
Yeah.
Cool. Would you like to share your answer before we head to an ad break?
Yeah, I'd love to. I had Noah Kahan's Orange Juice.
Another excellent choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and specifically the lines of like, you said my heart has changed and my soul has changed, and that really sticks out to me around the time, I've talked about a bit of my lived experience of having my brain injury and not feeling like I was the same person, but not knowing who I was, and that used to really upset and distress me. But I think, you know, and I had a friend who is no longer my friend say to me, you're not the same person. And so the fact that other people could see that too. Mm-hmm. But now it's that's growth as well. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of growth has gone on there, and a lot of growth can go on again. People have also said since, like, I have changed in a positive way. And so, you know, really knowing that people, you know, you see my heart has changed and understanding what that change is. And change is scary, but it is good. You know, it's good to push those boundaries and push those limits to, so we can keep changing and can keep evolving and expanding our worldview.
Mm. And like, we didn't know you before, but you're pretty wonderful now.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, I think, you know, we'll pop to an ad break before we wrap up the pod and have a final wee chat.
Sounds good.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, three local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Hello, and we are back.
Hello.
Hello.
We didn't discuss who was going to say hello. I was like, panic.
I saw a look from Anna, and I thought I'd yes and that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so glad to be here and have these conversations with you both. I have furiously written down a few songs to take home and listen in my own time.
Yes.
Yeah, and a bit sad that it's kind of wrapping up. Mm. But I am very curious and wanting to know if there is a chorus or a lyric from a song that carries hope for you, and it could be even something you might repeat to yourself.
This feels like a lick. Absolutely, there is. I'm considering getting this tattooed on my body kind of moment. Andrew released a song, Andrew McMahon. I never know how to say that.
Is it like McMahon, like the WWE Vince McMahon?
No comment, no idea who that is. She released a song called Just Like North, and me and my coworker Amy and I, God, I just heard my like primary school English teacher in my head, talk about this song quite a lot because it just hits, man. Like the chorus goes, pain will be on every map just like North is, and pain will be in every year just like August, and if you get everything right, there's nothing else left. And just that idea of like pain will be on every map, just like North is, pain will be in every year, just like August. And the song is beautiful melodically as well. And it just kind of swells in the chorus. And I'm considering getting just like North, like tattooed somewhere, because I think you are never going to have, well, you're most likely not going to have a year in your life that doesn't hurt you in some way, you know. We find different pains in each year, but they are there, you know, just like August in every year. And I think that every new bump in the road, we, like Amy and I always go like, just like North, you know, it's just like August, it's just going to be there. And I think that that is such a lyric that goes round and round in my brain.
Oh, that's so really sweet. Cool. Yeah.
What about you, Anna?
Okay. So this song kind of encompasses a lot of my answers, as I've said a million times. This song is something that I only listen to when I'm really struggling, and I don't know why that is. I feel like I get too sad if I listen to it at any other time, and that is Fine Line by Harry Styles. Yeah, oh my gosh, what such an emotional and melancholy song. The first lyric is "put a price on emotion, I'm looking for something to buy." And to end with the constant repetitiveness of the line "will be all right" was so empowering and so special to me. And I think that's why it means so much to me, is because if I've got my headphones on, it's playing and I'm really struggling and I'm hearing that being repeated in my brain, it actually, you know, it helps me believe it in a way. But yes, gosh, no, that song means a hell of a lot to me and is super special and reserved for my sad girl hours.
Beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
Aren't you, Omri?
I also went on the theme of lines. And this is also where my introduction of New Zealand music was my introduction for New Zealand music. So mine is Fault Lines by Avalanche City.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's the line of they're just fault lines, they're just hard times, just try and keep your feet on the ground. So again, that one I considered for my grounding song as well. But yeah, knowing that again, times are hard, times are rough, not everything is our fault, not everything is in our control. What we can do is get our head out of the clouds, ground ourselves, figure out what we need, and ride that wave. Sometimes, you know, we can't do anything about it. We just got to ride with it.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Oh, what good suggestions, hey?
Very good.
I don't even know where I am anymore.
Well, so, yeah.
Recommendations. We're at the Rex.
Yeah, any songs that you recommend to provide hope for anybody, Cuba?
100%. The whole album, Light, Dark, Light Again by Angie McMahon.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Light, Dark, Light Again. Mm-hmm. No further explanation needed.
Was that light, dark, like it? Light, dark, light again?
I think it was. I think that's what I said. But on that note of the repetitive line at the end, specifically one of the songs on it called Staying Down Low is repeats again and again at the end. I know that you're tired, but it's no longer fitting you. I know that you're tired, but it's no longer fitting you. This staying down low. And it's just that encouragement that, like, you are ready to grow through this, you know, like this doesn't fit you anymore, this heaviness. And it just goes again and again and again and again and just keeps saying, I know that you're tired, but it's no longer fitting you. I would really recommend listening to that song if you just need that kind of push to change something.
Oh my God. That's very cool. That's so cool. There's just something about music that's got some like really empowering and deep message.
It's magic.
It. Yeah. And this is not like a, well, depending on the person, it's kind of an upbeat song. But Long Story Short by Taylor Swift with the Long Story Short, It Was a Bad Time, but Long Story Short, I Survived is very similar. Like on my, you know, if I just need a wee pick me up to remind me that, you know, I'm okay and I can keep going, like that's it. I don't know if I've got any, or someone who I love is Olivia Dean. I was a huge Olivia Dean fan last year, and then she got really popular, and I can no longer gatekeep her anymore because she is so popular.
You liked her before she was cool.
No, exactly. I just got to throw that in there. But I love all of her music, and like, not for any particular reason in the sense that it connects to my mental health, but just music that makes me feel good, it makes me feel calm, makes me feel at peace. There is one song of hers, though, called Be My Own Boyfriend, and it is just so good because it's about, you know, feeling complete within yourself. About self-love and nurturing your own confidence, which is huge for me, again, as someone who sometimes self-confidence wavers a wee bit, but also someone who's been in a relationship for a long time. It's a really important part of my journey, and particularly over the recent years, is learning how to be comfortable and safe and happy within myself. And it's just so empowering to hear women singing about that. Like, I love it. So I'd recommend that, but I recommend her music generally. Yeah.
Nice.
Listen to Honey Blood by Len Blake, that EP. That's on the same note that you're singing right now.
Okay.
Over to you, Omri.
A double rick from Cuba there.
Yeah,
what a
double
treat.
Rick.
Yeah.
Mine is Mind is a Mountain by the Get Ahead. And the opening line being, talk to me, brother, I need to hear your voice. Your mind is a mountain. And yeah, talking about, you know, climb out. Yeah, I feel like a lot of us can relate to our minds being very high or very deep and we can't get out of them, but knowing that we can. But again, we're not alone in doing that. And you know, another line being, I'm coming through tonight. I need to see your face. You know, there are hope options out there and there are people reaching out and we can reach out. But knowing, you know, our mind is that mountain that we can overcome.
I love that. Yeah. Also, Call Your Mum by Noah Kahan for anyone that's really in it.
Any Noah Kahan song.
Any Noah Kahan song. Yeah, yeah, so true.
Oh, that's some good recommendations. Does anyone have any more?
Oh, that is, it's all good. That's me recommended out.
Yeah, we'd be here for hours.
We could be here for hours.
Yeah, I just chuck in, what I was looking for was my quote from that Olivia Dean song, We're My Own Boyfriend. And the quote I did have was, hold myself close, love myself the most, lately I've been just what I need.
Oh, wow.
Self-confidence thing. I just thought that quote was really important. I was like, I can't leave today and not share that, because if anyone needs it, like, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Cool.
So we have already done our Fast Five with you, Cuba.
Yeah.
So we don't need to do another full Fast Five, but we're going to do what Anna and I like to call a quick one.
A quick one.
I don't think we've called it a quick one yet, but...
Yeah, and so the quick one being, leave a question for the next guest.
God, I feel like my brain is so tired. Okay. If... you could only eat 5 vegetables for the rest of your life. And don't get really, really into it about what's a vegetable, what's a fruit. Like, I'm not interested in that conversation. Let's just think. Generally speaking, vegetables. If my partner listens to this, he's going to be angry at me for that comment. Mushrooms are a fungi. Anyway, if you could only eat 5 vegetables for the rest of your life, what are your top 5 vegetables? Like, what are your... what are your 5?
5 plus a day.
5 plus a
day. Every day.
You eat them and they better be vegetables, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that 5 plus could actually include fruit, but hey, I'm not
going to
judge.
That's very true.
No. I'm not going to judge.
5 vegetables. What are your ride or die veggies?
Ooh, I know my number, I need to think about my 5, but my number 1 is definitely broccoli.
Really?
I love broccoli.
That's, I was going to say broccolini.
Broccolini
is really
so
banging. Yeah, that's really good.
Well, are they the same? Can they count as the same thing on my tier list, or are they different?
I think they can count.
Okay, yes, that would be number 1.
Mine would be onion, number 1.
Oh, yep. It's, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Goes in everything. It's delicious. Caramelized onion, can't go wrong. Delicious food.
Oh, there's something about like broccolini with like... garlic, salt, and lemon, and in a pan. Yeah, but anyways, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that Claire's going to be listening to us at this point, and she's going to be laughing that this is the conversation, because she's laughed at our other weird conversation. Hi, if you're listening. Cool. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you, Cuba, for joining us yet again. I've loved this conversation, at least, because I, you know, music's... I think music's important to... a lot of people at the Hope Centre. Collective music and putting Taylor Swift on for a shift is important to all 3 of us here.
Yes.
So it's been good.
An attention point.
Yes, yeah. And thank you to Omri for helping host the podcast yet again.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, no
thank
worries.
You, Anna.
You've smashed it.
No you're incredible. Worries. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Fanna.
Okay. On that note, thank you to ORFM, Life Matters, and Anytime Fitness Dunedin for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. See you later.
Ciao.
Ka kite.
Thanks for listening to our Hope Centre podcast. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact us at Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page. You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We're open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we're open until 9 p.m. If you need support out of those hours, free call or text 1737. If you'd like to listen again or hear other episodes in this podcast, go to oar.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.